Two UNLV students and a UC Berkeley graduate have created a new way to purify indoor air, which, as we know, is especially important during a pandemic. In doing so, they've won $250,000 in a contest sponsored by UNLV's Lee Business School. The business school set up the prize earlier this year to help spur solutions to problems in the hospitality, entertainment, or travel industries resulting from COVID-19. Xavier Morgan Lange is the CEO and co-founder of Prometheum. He's also a senior mechanical engineering student at UNLV. Xavier, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So the invention is essentially a virus-capturing HVAC system that can purify up to 4,000 hotel rooms at once. Now, I don't know much about HVAC systems, but I know it's probably something Vegas hotel and casinos have thought a lot about. So how is this different from what's out there already?
Absolutely. So really what we're introducing here is a paradigm shift in the HVAC industry and the capabilities of HVAC systems for really any indoor built environment. And essentially right now we use, you know, HEPA filters and other various membrane type filters that capture things very effectively. Unfortunately, in the case of something like the coronavirus, where we know the viral particle itself can live on surfaces, you know, that highly effective method of capturing actually poses a bit of a risk in that you are giving safe harbor to a virus. And when somebody has to interact with this filter to replace it and, you know, conduct maintenance, they may expose themselves and reintroduce that virus back into the ambient air. And so our approach and our philosophy is we want the virus to be gone. We want to take it out of the equation altogether rather than give it safe harbor somewhere else. And so we're employing an oxidizing technique using this new type of semiconductor to create these radicals that will actually destroy the viral particles such that it can't be reintroduced or pose a threat to anybody downstream of an HVAC system.
So in doing so, you kind of were able to solve the issue of potentially reintroducing that virus when somebody has to go change a filter or do maintenance on the HVAC system?
Yep, correct.
And so what made you want to start a company focused on purification systems? Prometheum was established back in 2018, way before we were in this pandemic.
Yeah, right. So it really comes down to the core technology we're using. So when looking, as I mentioned, a photocatalyst is the key element here that is producing these radicals to destroy the virus. And so really Prometheum's goal was to facilitate the introduction of photocatalysis into the market. We settled on air purification because that seemed to be the one we could most quickly adapt and integrate and sell. However, that's not our end goal. And it was a coincidence that, you know, the coronavirus, an unfortunate coincidence that the coronavirus happened and that we were already working on a relevant technology. But photocatalysis on its own is something we can see employed in water treatment to energy generation. We're talking about, you know, using ambient CO2 to make methane and propane or splitting water to power the hydrogen economy. All of these things are possible using this technology. And it wasn't until, you know, in the past couple of years that this technology really reached a maturity level that was compatible with bringing it to market. And so that's really Prometheum's goal, is that it's such a game-changing and, you know, not to be cliche, but disruptive technology that, you know, we said, let's focus on air purification and get it out there. But really, we want to get photocatalysis itself into the mainstream.
And this is something you were studying in school. So did it start as a school project?
No, actually. It was a serendipitous encounter, actually. Coming back from one of my tours with NASA, I was looking for research and getting into the field of something related to artificial photosynthesis to combat climate change. And a former professor of mine recommended I do research under Dr. Jayan Moon here at UNLV because she was working on photocatalysis. And I didn't know anything about it at the time. I just did a brief Google search and Wikipedia read And it piqued my interest. And fortunately, it did, because here we are today.
So has the pandemic maybe actually played in your favor? I mean, that's not something a lot of people can say, or I'm sure not really want to boast of, but is that kind of the case here?
Yeah, right. So, yeah, definitely not something we would have wished to happen at all. And it's not something to be taken lightly. But we have managed to, you know, use this opportunity to actually employ our technology in a helpful way. And so, yeah, it has helped with us getting, you know, the message of what we're trying to do here out. But again, of course, like we said, you know, it's not something we would have preferred at all. But it did help in getting photocatalysis out, yes.
Now, as I mentioned in the intro, your team is made up of three people, yourself, Devin Shegg, who graduated from UNLV in 2019, and Daniel Wirth, who went to UC Berkeley. How did the three of you come together, and what do you each bring to the table now?
Definitely. So Daniel, I met first in high school, actually. We didn't talk a whole lot, but we definitely knew of each other. We were friendly and friends. But, you know, we went our separate ways come college. But then after getting involved in this research, and when I had that aha moment, so to speak, I realized, you know, this is a perfect opportunity for a business. But myself personally, I lean more into the technical side of things. I don't have a whole lot of experience in business administration and, you know, handling finances. And it wasn't something that I had surrounded myself with. However, Daniel did. And so I just happened to reach out to him. I believe he was in Denmark when I messaged him, and he said, sure. He didn't, you know, I just gave him a real quick summary, and he's like, you know, sounds good. I like the idea. Let's get to it. And then Devin, I met in college, actually my first semester in our Calculus 3 class. And we hit it off, and we've, you know, just been super close ever since. And he brings to the table another level of technical expertise, but also a bit of that bridge with, you know, the human relations in a company, and the fact that a company is nothing more than a collection of people who believe in an idea. And he sees that picture really well, and is a great, you know, organizer of teams, and, you know, a real star in leadership. So I saw him with the technical background as a pretty obvious, you know, choice for leading a new technical startup. And so I messaged him either that same day or the day after, and Prometheum was born.
Well, let's bring in one of the other members of your team now. Joining us is Daniel Wirth, the COO of Prometheum and a UC Berkeley graduate. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
The Lee Business Prize, this $250,000 you got, was designed for companies innovating solutions to challenges facing the hospitality industry. So how does Prometheum do that going forward?
Yeah, so essentially what we're offering at Prometheum is, as Xavier said, a paradigm shift. Essentially, we're offering a level of air purification and sanitation that has not been accessible to hotels and large businesses before. So for instance, if you go on the market, there's basically a huge saturation in the market with personal air purification devices that you put in your own room, for instance. And, you know, that's great. And it's good that basically people have access to that kind of technology on that sort of scale. But at the same time, large businesses like hotels and casinos, they have the exact same concerns as well, especially now that the coronavirus has become a problem. And it is markedly more difficult to create a large-scale solution for a business like that than simply putting a single air purifier in a room. You know, when you're talking about 4,000, 5,000 rooms, when you're talking about a casino floor that's 120,000 square feet, things become a lot more difficult, and HVAC integration sort of becomes necessary. The idea is basically HVAC integration, until very recently, hasn't been possible for a number of technical reasons. And the novelty of the photocatalyst that we're using is among the very, very first to overcome these problems. And that's essentially what we're doing, is we're taking the brilliance of this technology, we're packaging it in a box that can then clean the air.
So give me your elevator pitch here. How could your concept change you know, casinos, hotels, bars? What are you telling them to sell this?
First and foremost, ultimately, we know that our customers care about their customers. Our customers are businesses, and they will not have revenue streams if their customers do not feel safe on their premises, right? And that's particularly that's a particular problem right now when the vast majority of people don't feel comfortable going out to businesses, especially to places like bars or casinos. And basically what we're offering them is kind of a safe haven. We're offering them a level of air quality that they might not even be able to expect in their own homes, right? And so we see the introduction of this technology as potentially making casinos not just viable for tourism again, but as a matter of fact, attracting people just for that reason alone.
Is this system ready to sell?
Not quite yet. So we're expecting a market launch in April 2020. We actually just recently got into a research agreement with Purdue University and their Center for High Performance Buildings. And we want to reap as much of the benefits from this research agreement as we can. So basically, we're going to try and optimize the system as best as possible over the winter, package it up and get it ready for market and have it on the market by April 2021.
April 2021. At that point, how much will it cost?
We can't quote a specific price right now because ultimately the system will be customized for every single business that we're working with, because each business is going to have different HVAC handlers, different layout concerns. But sort of just as a kind of baseline, so you have an idea, our sort of standard unit that we're kind of basing all of our metrics off of would cost about $10,000, and it can purify 40,000 square feet. Just for reference, for instance, Bellagio Casino floor is about 100,000 square feet.
Xavier, I wanted to jump back over to you really quick. Even before you received this Lee Business School Prize, you were catching the interest of investors. You received a $100,000 investment in May. Now you receive this prize of $250,000. A year ago, could you have imagined this is where you'd be?
I would think you were joking if you told me. I definitely didn't see this coming. I thought this was going to be, you know, somewhere on the order of 3 to 4 years of a typical startup process. But needless to say, because of the urgency and the need for our product, we've had to accelerate that quite dramatically. This is pretty unprecedented and definitely something I didn't see coming, but something I am very thankful for and very honored to have the opportunity to participate in and, you know, hopefully bring a very helpful and viable solution to customers and people around the world.
And so what will this new money allow you to do?
The Lee Prize, in essence, is the last step for us to get to market, really. In helping us formalize, you know, our processes, getting our warehouse, you know, getting our manufacturing up and running, That was kind of the last push over the edge into turning it into a full-fledged and functioning company.
And you're a Vegas native, but you're also graduating this semester. What's next for you and for Prometheum then?
Yeah, so entering a rather unprecedented situation for myself personally. But essentially, upon graduation, it's full-time Prometheum work. Graduate studies and other things like that are a little bit down the line, but as it stands, I'm dedicating all of 100% of my energy to Prometheum.
Xavier Morgan Lange is the CEO and co-founder of Prometheum. He's also a senior mechanical engineering student at UNLV. Daniel Wirth is the company's COO. Xavier and Daniel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Rachel. It was a pleasure.